this is an interest, an area that we're interested in your full input and debate, particularly with some of the other committee members here. I've got about five more minutes here. I want to switch over now just to give the committee a flavor of another group that we
Thank
have
you,
there,
Chair.
Cap Swan. I think I'm going to take you a little out of turn and ask if you kind of give us your testimony on this bill, sir.
I'll make it very brief, Mr. Chairman, committee members. My name is Bill Swan. I'm Southeast Alaska Pilots, and we support very strongly the legislation, House Bill 237. We think it's a very well-conceived bill, and I commend those involved in drafting it. I think it was done in a responsible and thorough manner. I think I would like to say that the way I look at this thing is that industry is entitled to two things, and that is a well-qualified, trained, and experienced pilot at a fair price. And I think this bill gives that to industry. And I think the state is entitled to retain exclusive control over pilotage without any interference in doing this from industry. And I think this bill allows the state to do that. And I think this bill also allows all pilots that are licensed in the state an opportunity to make a fair wage as determined by an independent body. And I think that that's all we ask for. And it takes the rate setting and the tariff setting and what have you out of the hands of the pilot board, where there should be very little politics involved with putting it before the rate commission. And I think it's a very fair bill, and it's consistent with the bills of other states and the pilot act of other states. And I think it will serve the state very well in piloting. I would like to make a couple comments to clear up some things that have been mentioned here. And one was about the winter work. It is my understanding and knowledge that we received 25% of the work that we normally received during the winter of 91 and 92. And it was told to us personally that the work was not given to us because they were not happy with the way the relationships had gone with us, with our pilots, and the agent at that time. And we were actually told this. I'd also like to point out to the committee and to you, Mr. Chairman, that Southeast Pilots has plenty of pilots. So if there's any shortage, and if there's any ship, last year there was an indication here made in previous testimony that there was not a pilot available for a certain ship last year. I certainly had no knowledge of it. I had pilots sitting around, and I've been very happy to dispatch a pilot for the ship. And we had plenty of pilots. And if there's any shortage of pilots, I think this issue should have been brought up to the pilot board. And I don't believe that it was. Thank you again, sir.
Thank you. Any questions of Captain Swan before he leaves? Reps on the quarter?
Yeah, well, I'll try to be brief. I'm going to guess you've had experience in other courts presents. Is the bill that we're looking at here a gigantic change from the course of the West Coast, or is this about what exists in the course?
It's very consistent, sir. Very consistent.
If I understand it correctly, we had this in Alaska a few years ago, and then we changed. Do you know what the motivation was for getting into it?
Actually, the pilot legislation that we had prior to the bill of 1991 was very loose, and it was the regulations were very unenforceable, and it was not a very good pilot act. The only reason it was never challenged, and it was most of the even the rate the tariff was unenforceable. That we were told after using the tariff for over 20 years, we were told by the Attorney General's office that we didn't in fact have a fixed tariff, and we thought we did have a fixed tariff. So the 1991 legislation was an important step, and it's got a lot of good things in the 1991 legislation, but I think that this 237 improves it and brings it more in line with the piloting acts of most of the other states in the United States. One thing about having a fixed tariff and a limited number of pilots, it enables you to set a target income for pilots. And that way, it allows the rate commission to see and determine what they feel should be the income for pilots. But if you have no control over the number of pilots, it's impossible to determine what you believe a pilot should earn.
That, incidentally, is one of the reasons that we go to an APU setting and we create some criteria so that we can have equitable remuneration for these professionals. Representative Mackey.
Yeah, thank you, Mr. Chairman. The reason I feel pretty strongly about that issue of limiting the pilots is because we're not talking about taxicab drivers here. You know, we're talking about highly skilled individuals with a lot of years of experience and training, and I think that, you know, that's important to recognize that aside of the politics. I guess I'd ask you the same question that I asked the previous gentleman, and that is there anything in this legislation, politics aside, that you feel might be detrimental to your organization or to another piloting organization in the state from competing on a competitive basis, on a fair basis, and being able to earn a fair living? Anything in here at all that you feel would be detrimental to your group or others?
I really don't. I really think that the concern that I heard expressed here, not having enough pilots, well, this is a responsibility of the pilot board and the commission, rate commission or public commission, to determine that. They're going to have to set up a criteria. They're going to have to allow for sickness and people phasing out of the piloting business, and they're going to have to be additional pilots that are ready to step right in. But I think it just takes a little time to set this up, and I see no problem in doing it.
Okay, just one follow-up question. The previous gentleman spoke about, earlier on, spoke about that there are roughly 58 pilots in Southeast right now. Is that?
I think there are 56 licenses.
56?
There were before renewal.
Some of them are in the process of renewing their license now.
And what does your organization estimate the actual need for the number of pilots are actually needed in order for, say, pilots to work, you know, fairly full-time and be able to consider it their full-time profession? Roughly the number. How do we stack up as far as licensed pilots we have available to, according to the traditional number of jobs that there are to do?
You realize that in Southeast it's a seasonal business. In other words, in the summertime, we need anywhere from 30 to about 30 pilots to satisfy our business rate, 30 to 35 pilots. And I would say a total of 40 to 45 pilots would adequately cover the work in Southeast Alaska.
So you feel as it exists right now that there are more licensed pilots within this region than are necessary?
There are, but some of these people that hold license are people that work on the ferries and have other employment. So they're available on a part-time basis.
Thank
you. One thing I'd like to add is that, see, most of all these pilots are licensed and qualified, actually, probably to be ferry masters. But, the ferries don't open up their business to anybody that has a pilot's license or a license. I mean, there's a control over those jobs also. So there are other controls on actually limiting the number of licenses. Thank you.
Thank you, Captain Swan. And with that, my apologies to those of you who did come down to testify today. We'll be picking this up again on Thursday. And we'll try to get everybody else in, including UCJ, and try to hear from some of the shipping companies. And so with that, it is now 6:34, and we are adjourned.